The 2003 Kennedy Center honorees were announced this week. Later this year, the President and Mrs. Bush and a room full of political and cultural dignitaries in formal attire will honor five artists for their contributions to the cultural life of America. Carol Burnett, Loretta Lynn, Mike Nichols, Itzhak Perlman, and the hardest working man during any administration.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen!
None other than the godfather of soul himself, James Brown.
Get on down, like
Before James Brown, there was Funk and Wagnalls, and then there was just funk, a kind of music and uniquely American feeling of pride and optimism, social consciousness, and ecstasy. Once Mr. Brown got going, even white people sang, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." There was also Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Cold Sweat, I Got You, Please, 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 and Night Train, in all 50 albums worth of hits, not to mention stage show gymnastics that made Nadia Comaneci look like a vaudeville hack. It's not hard to tell a James Brown song right away, from the first note, practically. Mr. Brown, who is now 70 years old, once said of his body of work, "My music wasn't written by Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, or Schubert. It's written by God and me." They go a one, a two, and up. We start on the downbeat. Bam. James Brown was born in South Carolina, raised by his father until he went to live with his Aunt Minnie, who ran a roadhouse brothel in Augusta, Georgia. As a boy, he wanted to be a baseball player or a boxer. When he was 16 years old, Mr. Brown was arrested for stealing and went to prison for 3 years. There he formed a gospel quartet. When he was released, he formed a band and never looked back. Over time, James Brown has been plagued by more than his share of troubles with the law. From tax evasion to weapons charges, even a high-speed chase with police, he served time in jail again from 1988 to 1991. But a criminal record has never seemed to hurt his popularity. It's as if his fans and the Kennedy Center agree, if loving James Brown is wrong, we don't want to be right. James Brown and Get on the Good Foot.